You're listening to Activation Energy by the Chemical Angel Network. I'm your host, Selma Duhovic. In this episode, I speak with Morgan Lettinen, a co-lead of Reaction Hub based in Kingston, Ontario. She is the founder and CEO of MycelioTech, a resource recycling and wastewater treatment company based on an innovative filtration technology that was developed during her PhD. Morgan has built and led various organizations within the Canadian chemical entrepreneurial ecosystems. Throughout this journey, she felt firsthand the gaps present in the commercialization pathway of chemical technologies and joined the founding team of Reaction Hub to solve this problem with the power of collaboration. Thanks for coming on the show, Morgan.
Thanks, Selma. Excited to be here.
In the last 6 or so months, you've embarked on a journey to redefine clean tech commercialization in Canada by establishing the Reaction Hub. Tell me more.
So Reaction Hub, also short form to RXN Hub, is a new public-private facilitated hub for clean tech innovation, unlike anything in North America at the moment, that really has the power to collaboratively bring together infrastructure, financial, business, and technical resources to support the commercialization of chemistry. So really, Reaction Hub is a product of the leading voices in the Canadian clean tech and chem tech or chemical technology space to support this development of impactful technologies in a collaborative, self-sustaining model. And it's really to address Canada's innovation gap.
Can you elaborate on that gap and the need for Reaction Hub?
Right. So as I mentioned, Reaction Hub really is a product of those that have been deeply involved within the Canadian ecosystem. So solving, they've seen these problems firsthand, they've lived in experiences, and the team is built by founders for founders, right? So to sort of look from a higher level, unfortunately, over the past 100 years or so, it's been the misuse of chemistry that's really got us into the mess of climate change and the problems that are facing our planet. And we believe at Reaction Hub that it's chemistry that's going to get us out. So really what we're working to do is we're trying to address this innovation gap that there is in the Canadian ecosystem. So if we look at that kind of narrow focus into it, Canada's a leading generation of ideas, right? We have great universities, awesome talent, really cool, impactful technologies, but they never really get out of this sort of lab scale. They never really get commercialized. They never, you know, really cross that valley of death, which is very commonly talked about on this podcast or anywhere in the deep tech space. So it's based on many reasons. If it's one being that Canada's kind of clean tech sector is really built predominantly on SMEs, or small and medium sized enterprises, and they kind of struggle to get, you know, funds and acceptance when they're up against these, you know, large multinationals. Also, there's some IP issues with really keeping IP within the country. And last, which is really where Reaction Hub is targeting, is the lack of appropriate infrastructure to scale up these technologies past bench scale. So it's an unfortunate truth that if there's a really great up-and-coming startup that's offered a spot at a national lab leading program in the US with funding and scale up infrastructure, you know, to reach that next milestone, they're going to take it, right? Startup world is dog-eat-dog world, just trying to survive. So at Reaction Hub, we're trying to take that and really take it in our three main outcomes. So one being addressing this gap, retaining more firms in Canada, and ideally attracting new international firms. Two, accelerating the time to market for startups by providing access to this infrastructure, which we can chat more about later, train talent and external markets and users. And three, extend the impact of capital invested into a startup by reducing the capital expenditure requirements that one wants to have. So summary, use the power of collaboration, save startups time, money, and energy, and a little bit of sanity as well, hopefully.
Let's talk a bit about similar initiatives and ecosystems in other geographies and how Reaction Hub differs.
So when we're looking at kind of the geographic region model of bringing in similar initiatives, be it in software technology or AI or some other format, you know, we all know about the Silicon Valleys for technologies. We all know, Cambridge and Boston is growing for deep tech in the US, but I think it is a little difficult to compare kind of Canada to the US. You know, it's sort of apples to oranges. The USA has much higher critical mass and more funds within these regions. And a lot of these tech hubs are kind of co-located with a national laboratory that have so much more funding than, you know, some of us in Canada can even really comprehend, right? But it's a ton to learn from these areas. And when we've kind of gone into the, you know, nitty-gritty details, the key factors to their success really were creating this centralized network. And that's what we're doing at Reaction Hub. We're trying to bring together, and we are bringing together, all the voices across the ecosystem in a collaborative way to fuel the development of our country, the technologies, and so forth. So we really try and compare to a similar ecosystem would be the Waterloo Tech Hub with the entrance of Communitech here in Ontario. So that's provided over the last 20 years, over $2 billion in real estate and commercial development made over. Now I think there's 25, 26,000 tech workers in Waterloo that have come from this bringing together successful founders, private sector and corporates, along with public sector, universities and government. So bringing all these kind of pieces together to create this network. So at Reaction Hub, we're taking that same idea and pulling pieces from all of these really successful areas and doing the same thing in Kingston as our phase one. Kingston has an 80 plus year history in the chemical industry, growing entrepreneurial tech ecosystem. It's really primed for Eastern Ontario to have that economic development and make it a hub and center for chemtech.
And what kind of startups does Reaction Hub serve exactly?
So Reaction Hub is focusing on supporting what we call clean technology startups built on a foundation of chemistry. So there must be some hard tech component to the companies that are coming through. So we're focused on four main pillars, sectors, buckets of technology, one being advanced materials and membranes, two being energy and energy storage, three being the nanotechnology world, including graphene, and then fourth, green chemistry. So everything, recycling, circularity, green hydrogen, things like that. And it's been really interesting. We put out a kind of founders questionnaire to our networks over the last couple of weeks to do our own customer discovery. And we've had hundreds of responses, with the top requests being that startups want access to technical support and access to piloting and scale-up services. And it's just something that's unfortunately not currently accessible in a founder-friendly way in Canada, and in collaboration with all of these core pieces that we can dive deeper into.
Tell me about your business model. What specific services do you provide, and do you take equity?
Right. So Reaction Hub's core offering is a full technical suite of scale-up support, including access to our over 200 plus highly trained technical support staff, commercialization experts, who can design, build, and validate this startup's pilot project over 9 to 18 month period in our customizable pilot phase. So imagine your startup, you validated in the lab or an incubator, maybe raised some funds, now need to reach X milestone to get, you know, maybe your first item out to customers, or maybe you need to solve problem Y before you can raise your Series A. So you come to us, we scope out the project, and provide you that technical labor to run and solve this problem. And we have the capability, because we're bringing in this flexible labor piece, to ramp up and down the scale up. So you now, as a founder, CEO, don't have to hire, you know, 5+ extremely skilled and expensive scientists and engineers. Instead, you know, you can come to us and we'll just give you them for those few days a week that you might need them. We also will have wet lab space, all the instruments you need to simultaneously move through your scale up and piloting. And then, of course, there will also be the co-working space that will bring revenue in through rentals and community and event space and additional programming that will be offered for all of other companies going through. And on the private side, there will be an investment vehicle to support these startups through specifically these sprints per se of the pilots. There'll be smaller check sizes that will allow them to move through and solve that problem if needed. We also have kind of additional parallel funds that can dive deeper in supporting those companies if need be.
I imagine you're not doing this alone. Who are your partners and what other stakeholders are involved in this initiative?
So Reaction Hub's founding partners consist of these leading voices that kind of came together and said, you know, we need to solve, there's something in here, there's a gap that's really not being not being energy put towards or doing it successfully. So this includes KPM, which is a 25 plus year old successful firm that supports the scale up of multinationals in their technologies and processes. So they also have a startup division called KPM Accelerate that's now been bringing in, touching this into the early stage founders. And they've seen this gap in this TRL 4 to 7, which is sort of where Reaction Hub's core client fits. That's combined with Green Center Canada, which is another leading scale up and piloting of various chemical processes. DuPont, again, a leading corporate partner, big face and a spot here in the Kingston ecosystem. And those are really for technical support and advisement. And then we have Foresight Canada and the Center of Social Innovation will provide network, mentorship, collaborative programming for, you know, business development, product market fit, CTO training, all these things that you need to supplement the technical services. And Foresight and CSI are the leading voices in this across clean tech. And then we're partnered with our local supporters, City of Kingston, Kingston Economic Development Group, and Fractal Coworking to really create a community for founders. We're all founders. We know that the journey can suck sometimes, and we want to make sure we're keeping that in the back of our mind and building something that is fun and enjoyable. And now, other than our founding partners, we really believe that we need to have core representation from all the stakeholder groups that exist in a commercialization pathway in an entrepreneurial journey. So one is the investor community. So we're building and have already built and are continuing to grow a network of VCs and angel investors from leading funds such as Evoke Innovations, Pangea, Chemical Angel Network, specifically and strategically ones that are in the clean tech, climate tech space that are looking at these hard technologies or tough tech. And those will be providing advisement to founders, you know, hosting investor readiness workshops, and ideally in the perfect world, providing support to some of our companies as they go through. And the investors from their side will get access to our industry trend reports, close connections to the companies, getting to follow them and learn with them as they go through. And something I think is kind of unique is our vetted technical due diligence on these companies. So we're the ones that are working with them day by day. We're doing third-party techno-economic analysis to really build conviction in those technologies. And this is something that, you know, a lot of startups and VCs don't have the capacity or expertise to be done in-house. So we can help support them through that. And then we're also connecting with the entrepreneurial ecosystem. So leading mentorship programs, founder development programs, such as MyTax, Creative Destruction Lab, Next Canada, all really big ones in the Canadian ecosystem. And then our final two buckets are our government and not-for-profit. So things like Sustainable Development Technology Canada, Ontario Clean Technology Industry Alliance. So all of these players that need to help access funding and connections when need be. And finally, the one that I think is really important and gives us a key differentiator is corporate end users or corporate partners. So we believe that having end users involved really early on, as soon as startups come in working with Reaction Hub, we're creating this innovation to incumbent pipeline. So we're really creating these innovators, these startups that are now no longer trying to find a problem for their technology. They're having corporate saying, we need this, and helping them direct through that path. And that's something that we really believe will help solve this innovation gap in Canada and actually get those technologies to critical mass to really make an impact in the broader community and broader world.
It's really great that you're thinking about this holistically. You mentioned economic development and job creation, which makes me wonder about the broader socioeconomic impact that you will have. Can you elaborate on how you see Reaction Hub contributing to society in general?
So when we look at the kind of bird's eye view of how we want Reaction Hub and how we envision it to create society is what I think really gets me the most excited. So at the highest level, we are all here to solve the world's problems, get us to net zero, transition to, you know, greener energy source, limited global warming, really to make our species be here for a couple more generations, ideally. But adding on to that, it's also addressing this innovation gap, as I was talking about, building this really strong innovator to incumbent pipeline to make Canada a clean tech leader and hopefully Kingston a chem tech leader, which is what we're trying to do. And we think this hub model that we're talking about is where, you know, this collaborative model model of bringing together all these voices has the ability to also make an impact, as we were saying, in the city it's located in. So we've estimated that Reaction Hub will bring in up to 700 jobs to the Kingston area over the next 5 years. And this is what I'm so passionate about. Also, it's not just white collar, it's blue collar jobs as well. We're bringing jobs that are diverse, that are crucial to building a sustainable community. Unfortunately, historically, tech hubs have only supported these higher earning white collar type jobs that eventually causes lower income residents to be priced out of the city. And this is things that we really don't want to have happen. So we're looking at bringing in, you know, diverse, highly skilled younger populations at the Kingston area that will then have a ripple effect into all the other sectors, real estate, transportation, entertainment, tourism, parks and rec, all the different things that we can use to have Reaction contribute not only to a local level, but then higher up provincial, federal, and hopefully global.
So how do you think about success both in the short and long term?
So right now when we're recording, this is June of 2022. So we are planning at the moment to have a launch date of fall 2023 for our phase one. So as I mentioned, that includes our first 25,000 square foot facility, with about half of that being our piloting bays, and the rest our event space, wet lab space, co-working, et cetera. And between then and now, we're really working tirelessly over the next year to retrofit our space, develop the best targeting programming with influence and consideration from our potential clients, which are the founders, and then contribute to bring the ecosystem together, gain more partners, et cetera. So we kind of define Reaction Hub success over the next few years in a few different buckets, as there are so many pieces to this puzzle. One being the economic development perspective, so job creation, the influx of people and funds into the community. From the innovation side, looking closely to measure the impact of the companies piloting in our facility, and what that allows them to do next. So is this an M&A arrangement with one of the corporate partners, if that's what they want? Great. Is it an additional raise? Is it setting up a facility on our, you know, phase two clean tech park that we can talk about, right? And then also, how many of these startups that we triage to the right technology development partner and right corporate partner, as I reiterating this pipeline that we're trying to build. Also, of course, supporting who we support through our program, the diversity of the companies and the people that we bring through our programs. And then on a more granular scale, what problems these companies are solving, example, you know, X reduction in emissions within their market sector. So on a broader scene, this is kind of called the velocity of innovation. So how that's going through our whole programs. And then from a founder's perspective as well, as I said so many times, we're all founders bringing this. We really want to track the mental health within founders. It is such a hard journey. So we want, if we can have founders a little happier, a little less stressed, a little bit more clear on what their next 6 months, year, 5 year, 10 year plans are, then we're winning. So that's another area that I don't think is touched on enough that we're really keeping in our back pocket.
Wow, you're really covering everything. I would not have thought about the mental health aspect. Looking ahead, where do you see Reaction Hub in 10 years?
Yeah, so as I've kind of teased out a little bit, Reaction Hub is our V1. It's a pilot. We're all a group of entrepreneurs here to test this model of commercialization, this hub model over the next 5 to 10 years. And hopefully, and what we're trying to do is build something that truly fits this gap in the innovation landscape. So in our phase two, which is where we want to hit at the 5 to 7 year mark, is expand to the surrounding land. So where we've selected to build in the heart of Kingston, there is a good amount of space of land to build our own clean tech park and campus within the heart of the city. So this is where startups that now graduate from Reaction Hub can set up their own plant or facility right next door, really making Kingston a leader in chemtech and Canada as more of a leader in clean tech, and making these the go-to locations for these types of services. And from there, our vision is to recreate this for various sectors. So if we can find this model that really works and really helps founders get their technologies out in the real world, making an impact, let's take this model and replicate it to support, you know, ag tech or agriculture in Alberta, or, you know, water and water development technologies along the coasts, and kind of bring this model that we really think has the power to make founders' lives better, make the planet better, make the process of commercialization a little bit smoother, all based on this core mission of using innovation innovative science to solve big problems in a smoother way. And Reaction Hub is our first step on that long path.
That's really great. I'm eager to monitor your progress. Thank you again for coming on the show and making us aware of clean tech activities in Canada.
Thank you so much, and looking forward to hearing any feedback from the community. And please reach out to us if you're interested to learn more and or join in on the mission that we're trying to bring here.